Hundreds arrested as riots and looting break out after Paris Saint-Germain victory in Champions League final. By Kurt Zindelka on May 30, 2026. Riots immediately erupted in the French capital following Paris Saint-Germain's victory over London's Arsenal Football Club in the Champions League final on Saturday. Update 531-0145, hundreds of arrests across France. According to updated figures from Interior Minister Laurent Nunez, at least 416 people have been arrested throughout France on Sunday, including 283 in Paris. At least 7 police officers were injured during the rioting, including 1 seriously, Le Figaro reported. In addition to clashes with police and setting fires, Minister Nunez said that 15 cities across the country experienced looting, including multiple instances in cities such as Grenoble, Strasbourg, and Rennes. Despite the chaos, the government minister said that plans to hold a victory celebration at the Champ de Mars on Sunday are still set to go ahead. The original story continues as follows. PSG won a historic second straight European crown, defeating Arsenal by 4-3 on penalty kicks in the final in Budapest on Saturday. However, Les Parisiens' repeat victory appears set to trigger a repeat of last year's unrest, which broke out after their win over Milan. Police were seen attempting to preemptively disperse growing crowds at the Champs-Élysées and the Porte de Saint-Cloud, sparking initial skirmishes. Numerous fires were also set throughout the city, including near the Eiffel Tower. At the time of this reporting, 45 people have been arrested, 89 fines have been issued, and hundreds of mortar explosive devices have been seized. At least 1 police officer has been injured, and a bakery and restaurant were vandalized in the 16th arrondissement, Le Figaro reports. In preparation for another potential outburst of public disorder, French Interior Minister Laurent Nunez ordered 22,000 police officers and gendarmes to be ready for an operation on Saturday evening, including 8,000 in Paris, which is also hosting the Roland Garros tennis tournament and 3 major concerts at the same time. This event could lead to large festive gatherings and may be marked by public order disturbances, Nunez said on Wednesday, noting the significant episode of urban violence following last year's Champions League finals. If there are any disturbances, interventions will be made. Let there be no doubt about that, the Interior Minister vowed. The violence in 2025, which saw nearly 500 arrests in Paris, 2 people killed, over 190 injured, and hundreds of fires set across the country, was widely linked to France's increasingly multicultural landscape, including Rassemblement National, RN, leader Jordan Bardella, who lamented that Paris had become a playground for thugs and that the image of France was being tarnished in the world. Then Interior Minister Bruno Retailleau condemned the barbarians who engaged in savagery following the PSG victory over Milan. Commenting on the outbreak of violence on Saturday, former French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen remarked, "Only in France does the victory of a football club spark riots. Only in France does everyone feel compelled to lock themselves in their homes on a night of victory to avoid being confronted with violence. The French can no longer stand these scenes of chaos that multiply at the slightest pretext. And this, despite an extraordinary security apparatus." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Xindelka @Breitbart.com.